Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, I described U.S. government and Federal Reserve Bank actions that brought on the 1929 stock market crash and then compounded a minor market correction into the more than decade-long Great Depression. Reacting to the stock market crash, then-President Hoover engaged in a wide range of government bailouts, subsidies, and tariffs that led the mild recession into becoming the Great Depression. From 1930 to 1931, federal government expenditures rose from more than 16% of gross national product to more than 21%. Hundreds of millions in agricultural welfare payments were paid even as the higher government tariffs destroyed American agricultural exports. Hoover's Reconstruction Finance Corporation dished out billions of dollars of subsidies to businesses. The Revenue Act of 1932 imposed the largest peacetime tax increase in America's history, with the top rate rising from 24 to 63%. Soaring government spending and the destruction of one-third of America's economy from the Smoot-Hawley tariffs pushed national unemployment in 1932 to 25%. Schools in New York shut down. Teachers in Chicago were not paid. 1,500 colleges went belly up. In the 1932 presidential campaign, Democrat candidate Franklin Roosevelt promised a 25% reduction in federal spending, a balanced federal budget, a sound gold currency to be preserved at all hazards, the removal of government from areas that more appropriately belong to private enterprise, and an end to Hoover's extravagant farm programs. Calling for smaller government, Roosevelt easily defeated incumbent Hoover, carrying 42 of the 48 states and 89% of the Electoral College votes. But instead of keeping his campaign promises, Roosevelt immediately repudiated them. Within weeks of his inauguration, he called in gold coins and gold certificates held by the American people, then a year later devalued the dollar by 40%. In the first 3 years of Roosevelt's administration, government expenditures rose 83% and federal debt soared 73%. The country's first minimum wage law threw about 500,000 African Americans out of work. That's it for now. But if this turmoil sounds familiar to you, come back Friday for a description of how this economic damage is repeating today here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.